This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kakmo?
Aba shaba na babalu.
He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this place.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a.
Mina ni alter sikasi ngicela ukuzibhomela namagenge kasisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantu abasekhaya sama friend. Hello nice, shapi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kakasi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kakasi Murupi.
Hi, this is Gloria Bosman, and you're hanging out with my boy, Kagiso Murupi, on Cliff Central. Hey, if you want to give us anything, give us yourself. That's the best gift you can ever give the world. Oh, yay, yay!
Oh, yay, yay! Welcome to it. Hashtag is already trending. Hashtag December Boss. Hashtag Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a. Kagmo. On cliffcentral.com, man, and we just want to say welcome to the craziest show, and welcome to the biggest online radio station in the continent. It's Cliff Central, and you can catch us on cliffcentral.com, or you can just download the Cliff Central app. Yeah, man, get December. We're all just hanging out, and I know you guys are just lazing around there in the office. You know, you're pretending to work. Yeah, we see you. So we say, grab your colleagues. Yeah, grab your internet buddies, man. Just get your headphones on and listen to us, man. Stream us live from cliffcentral.com, where we just hang out and, you know, we listen to good music. We listen to, you know, the latest music that's happening. We also just get to talk about fun topics. Yeah, fun topics. You know, anything that's relationships that you guys want to talk about. We are here and we're just hanging out. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show, man. I don't want to lie to you, because today's topic is just on another level. I'm telling you. So today's topic, what we're talking about, man, is we're saying, so you're hanging out, you know, you hang out with your girlfriends or with your boys, and maybe you hang out at a club, and in walks your partner or your girlfriend or your spouse, and they are with their girlfriends. Does this mean that you guys need to just hang out together? Yeah, I mean, you guys are an item already, but you guys arrived separately. She arrived, you know, with her girlfriends, and you arrived with your boys. Does this mean that, you know, you guys need to now hang out together? That's the big question today. So let's start, you know, have you guys chatting there in the office, and let's have you guys just yapping, and we want to find out what it is exactly that a man or a lady should do if their spouse, you know, walks into a club. Do you hang out together or not? Yeah. And today, you know what, as you guys all know, that we hang out with a guest, and all I can say is that she's still on the way. Yeah, it's raining in Joburg, so there's a bit of traffic there, and I can give you guys a clue who she is, and all I can say is for now is, Bandla. She's on her way. But in the meantime, you guys must send me your voice notes on 079-748-2090. The number is 079-748-2090. And just tell me what you guys think. You know, should you hang out with your spouse? Or should you just let them be and let them hang out with their girls, and you hang out with the boys? And what happens if, you know, we know what really happens in clubs. If if a guy gets there and he starts chatting them up, what do you do? What do you do? That's the big question. You still hang out with me, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kagmo. So while you guys are busy, you know, sorting out your voice notes and thinking about exactly what you would do in this situation, I'm saying, Guti, tell your friends, tell your colleagues to just gather around, hashtag December Boss, and tell them that Kagmo is on the airwaves.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Yo!
Hi, I'm Miranda Njangase, and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
You still hang out with me, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kagmo, on cliffcentral.com. And our topic is hot today. Yes, yes, she's a little topic. What we're talking about is if you go out with your boys or your girls and you end up at clapping, a taboo. And your partner or your girlfriend or your boyfriend happens to walk in with their boys, does this necessarily mean that you guys need to be hanging out together? You know, because you guys came there, you know, separately, but does this mean that you guys need to be hanging out together now? I'm asking you to send you your voice notes to 079-748-2090, and we're still waiting for Ayanda to come and hang with us today. And all I can say is bandla, 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 bandla. But let's get the show on the road, man. Let's listen to some of your voice notes and what you guys had to say.
Hi, Kagiso. I'm Boniswa from Pretoria. If my man were to come into a club and I was hanging out with my friends and it's girls' night out, baby, do your thing, I'll do mine. But let's respect each other because I'm in your presence. If you're used to hitting on girls and I'm not there, because madam is here and we must behave and I also behave if I'm used to getting free drinks. So, yeah, that's what I would do. Do you, boo, do me, but just respect what the other sees.
You know what I like about this? I like the fact that she says, do you, boo, and then do me. Yeah, Shuti, everything is just, it just boils down around, listen here, behave. Because at the end of the day, or at the end of the night, we're still going home together. But do we have to go home together? I mean, if we're going home together, then why then we don't just hang out together in the club? Yeah, I mean, we came separately. We came separately. You came in your car, I came in my car. And, you know, but now at the end of the night, does this mean, Uti, when we leave or when you leave, then I must leave? Because maybe I still want to have fun. I still want to chill there with my boys. And maybe when it's 2 o'clock and you want to go home, what if I want to go home at 4? I mean, that's the big question, right? Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I decided, which I'm going to hang out and enjoy this night by myself or with my boys. And everything in that night is literally about me and the boys. And if I want to drink until 4 o'clock in the morning and you want to drink until 2 o'clock in the morning, my question is, are you comfortable with leaving me there? And especially after you've seen them girls, you know, them girls in their miniskirts, maybe with my jean miniskirt, nyana, with my Afro girly, you know, Abo Palesa. And you know what they say, Mas, Abo Palesa, they've been floating around here. Do you leave or are you going to stress yourself and sit by the couch and wait for me until I have my fun? Or are you going to now force me to want to, you know, to hang with me? Yeah, no, that's the big question today, and that's what we are asking. And like I said to you guys, you know, on every show we just hang out with you know, our celebrity guest, and she hangs out with us, and we talk about it. And I have to tell you, she's just walked in and she's in the building, and all I can say to you is bandla. Bandla, 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 bandla. Oh, bandla, bandla, bandla. You know, you guys know her from Sunrise. She was a presenter on Sunrise, and she's an actress now, you know, on Generations. You guys know her as Dr. Mukwena on Generations, and she's also Lerato on Broken Vows. I am talking about none other than the presenter, the actress, the model, Ndibala Ntoni. Hello, Ayanda.
Hello, everybody. everybody.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you? Oh, my gosh. I need to take you everywhere I go with an intro like that. Wow. San Monani Dumelang.
Hey, everybody. You look very nice, I must say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, let me just apologize to everyone.
Yeah.
To everyone here in studio and to the listeners. Oh, my gosh. You know when you wear so many hats?
Yeah, yeah.
In life.
And a woman of many hats.
Need your attention. And then there's Joburg roads and rain.
And the rain.
Which are a mess.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for you guys having me onto your show, and I'm so excited to be here. Hi, everyone.
Well,
I hope you're all good.
Yeah. We're just excited to have you here.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I have to get something out of the way. I have to get something totally out of the way. A friend of mine used to have the biggest crush on you when we were ETV.
Who's your friend?
Yeah, and no, obviously, I can't now just call out a brother like that. I mean, hey.
Okay, so you remember offline.
Offline,
you and me.
And we actually had a nickname for you.
What was my nickname?
Well, can you guess?
No, I can't.
Your nickname was Dimples.
I don't know.
We're like moving. Yes.
Gosh, you guys, wow.
Yeah.
No, ngizokubamba offline. In fact, we need to discuss
who
this person is.
Well, you know, are you taken? Can we ask that question?
Gosh. Yes, you can ask the question.
Are you taken? Are you taken?
I blush.
Pendu.
Ask that. Yes, I am taken.
You are taken.
Yes.
Ah, so which means you are perfect for today's topic, man.
Really?
Topic. Yeah.
Okay.
Today's topic is do you mind mentioning your name? Your man's name?
No.
Okay, so what's his name?
We're not going to talk about
Okay, so Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous.
So you and Anonymous go out, right? But you don't go out together.
Okay.
And you happen to, you know, as the night progresses, you bump into each other, let's say, at a club. So he's with his boys and you are with your girls. And so, I mean, you guys an item. Mm. Does this mean that you guys need to hang out together for the night?
Wow, guys.
I mean, you probably you guys live together, right?
No.
Okay, but let's say you guys even lived together.
Mm.
Does this mean that you guys need to be hanging out together?
Look, if
it's a tough one.
Bona. I can't choose, guys.
Yes.
So, Bianung, look, if I were to run into my love at a club. Anonymous my love.
Yeah.
And we were at the club and it was girls' night out, ille boys' night out.
Yeah.
First of all, so to check a stock, yeah, the boys already joined. I don't know about you, but I'm kidding. Look, there's nothing wrong with chilling together.
Yeah.
I mean, we're eventually at the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, because we had gone our separate ways, it was a girls' night out, it was a boys' night out,
we were
going to be apart.
Yeah.
But because we're all together, there's absolutely nothing wrong with chilling together.
Happy
December, boss.
Yes.
So man, you want to talk to me?
So you say but is it an expectation though?
No, it's not an expectation. I don't think it should be an expectation, because as much as if you are in a relationship, you are together. It's a union. You're also two separate people.
Yeah.
And you should be able to live and lead separate lives.
Okay.
So we shouldn't be obligated to always be together.
Yeah.
But I'm gumnandi masisonke.
Yeah.
So
gumnandi masisonke.
Might as well.
Yeah. We might as well just hang
together,
out.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
what leads to the decision to go out separately in the first place?
It's exactly that. Like I'm saying, you are separate people.
Yeah.
You should be able to still live your separate lives. Before there was him and before there was me, he had his own friends, he had his own life, he was doing his own thing, and me as well.
Yeah.
Also, me too. Also.
Yeah, but one could actually argue that. You know, a lot of people, and I mean, maybe we say this because, you know, you're not married or anything, but the thing is, there's this thing that gets sold to us, that we are married, you are married, you are now one.
Two shall become one.
And sometimes I feel like, you know, it works when it suits other people.
Mm.
And when it suits them, then we can live separate lives.
Mm.
So the thing is, my question is, why are we going out in separate ways in the first place if we are all one?
As you'll have time to to be together.
Yeah.
Nabantu beni nube together.
Yeah.
There's a time for that.
Yeah.
And then there's a time for you guys to be apart, to be separate.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is, yes, I'm not married.
Yeah.
Yet.
You heard it first on CliffCentral.com.
I'm not married.
Yeah.
But I do understand the concept behind the two shall become one. But at the end of the day, like I'm saying, you know, our support structures are not the same.
Yeah.
Yes, if you are married, your spouse should be your first point of reference, mm-hmm. your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times lightning against Zwane Kona.
Yeah.
You're not going to get along. And at that point, you will need a support structure to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Your support structure is not your be-all and end-all. They will never have the final word.
Yeah.
But you still have to have I'm a gang of guys to lean on that understand you as a guy, and you go through guy things.
Okay.
Vice versa with ladies.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me spice this thing up.
Okay.
You know, there's always that one friend that you think, Gucci, every time my man is with this boy, just stuff happens, or there's always drama. And as you walk into the club, he is with that boy.
Can't make it.
So do you hang out together?
Ah, we're hanging
out. Is it now an obligation to hang out together?
I know we're hanging out together. Muhammad only one. So hamba nami fool.
Yeah.
Hamba song.
So do you ditch your friends?
No, I wouldn't dish my friends. I would rather suggest that
we join tables
and we all sit together. I mean, anyway.
But now your friends have to hang out with your man and his friends because of you. But what if they don't want to hang out with?
They must just hang, eh?
Yeah.
Take one for the team.
We're
hanging all together.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, I mean, if I have friends long enough to have known my spouse, or my partner, or boyfriend, damn, whatever, they'll know him.
Of course, they should
be comfortable with him.
Yeah.
He should be comfortable with them. And I would probably know his friends also.
Yeah.
So I should be comfortable with them as well. So ask Bermin Song, you guys.
Okay. Now, in your question, you know, earlier on, you mentioned the December thing.
December.
You know, there's the December thing.
This lifestyle.
Yeah. And my question is, would it be different in December compared to during the year? If you bump into him in December or you bump into him during the year.
Guys, like I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anizwanga
lengo. Oh, munye pezgo munye.
So, mask not December. Angnandava kututhi.
Yeah, si sonke. Pampa to pampa.
No, it shouldn't necessarily change. But because it's the festive season, we work.
Yeah.
Throughout the year,
yeah.
the only time that we can actually, you know,
be
take
together.
Off our shoes, relax,
yeah.
and be together without thoughts and stresses of the week and having to go back to work is December. So if we can spend as much time together in December, all the better. Anyway, festive time is family time. So why not be together? Use the time to unwind and relax and reconnect, because we work so hard on a daily basis throughout the year.
You know, you find that, I mean, you say that, right? Or it's December, we must hang together. But some people, some couples, especially maybe let's say not the married ones, you find that where now you have to go home, you know, especially because you're not married. And he has to go home. So he spends his December, and I wanna place it in such a way that it's not too far apart. Like, let's say Kosoweto and you are from Davidson, and it happens that you guys bump into each other at Taboo.
What the wow.
What must happen? Do you get mad that one, he didn't tell you where he was going? Or is he supposed to even report to say, I'm going out to Taboo? And if he does, do you stay away?
No. Look, it goes with the nature of the relationship that you have.
Yeah.
And the level of communication you have with your partner.
Yeah.
If Nilezi is a jwayele to clock in with each other and say, hey, look, I'm going out, I'm going to be here. If that's the nature of your
relationship,
it should stay like that, even now in December. If you are the one that during the year will say, I'm leaving baby from Taboo, I'm going to Harem from Harem.
I'm going to.
It must stay the same. Yeah. Whether she decides to go where you are or he decides to go where you are or not, but at least he knows, you know.
Yeah.
If you bump into each other and he didn't say, but he usually says, obvious.
But you know, we stalker tendency. Because if I say to you, I'm going to Harem, I mean, why are you coming to Harem?
Kaloku, my man.
What the same?
What the same? Yeah. Guys. No, kaloku, my man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is a bit stalkerish if, as a partner, your partner will tell you, "Guta, I'm going here," and then you don't say, "Guta, oh, okay, I'll meet you there," or and then you just rock up.
Yeah,
that's a bit weird.
That's a bit weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it, like I'm saying, it goes to the level of communication. If you are like that, it's as simple as you're going to. I also had intentions of going there. Let's meet there. If not, let's not.
Know? Yeah, let's
but
rather
it goes
not.
With the level of communication you have in your
relationship. And sometimes if I tell you that I'm going to harem, is this in a way a subtle way of saying, listen, don't come to harem?
It depends on who you are with.
I am with that friend.
I am with that friend.
I'm saying, listen, boy, I'm going to harem. I'm preparing you not to come. And I mean, if you want to hang with me, and I say to you, boy, but I told you, that I'm coming to harem, and I'm hanging out with my boys.
If you don't want me to be there, don't tell me where you're going.
Yo, Guraf.
You don't want me to.
Guraf, Guraf, you're still hanging out.
Look, if we happen to meet each other by chance, then it's by chance, but
yeah. I know you still hang out with Kachsumudupi, a.k.a. Kachmo, and the ever so beautiful Ayanda Banja. Banja, oh, where am I? Or should I say Dimples?
Ah.
So we've asked people to send us their voice notes, obviously, on this subject, and let's hear what they had to say.
So, Kachiso, let me tell you what I would do, me. So I'll let her come in, chill, be nice. You know, if obviously she came there with the friends, you know, I'd let her vibe with the friends. But at the end of the day, she's coming home with me. Yeah.
You're mystery. I think that's just a nice way of saying, Yazi.
You're mystery.
No munga chaiva na iwenze ntontoni ndimi is staring. Yeah.
I like that. I like someone who will, a partner that will give their partner the freedom to be themselves and be happy and relaxed with their friends. But oh, must know when the night ends, uhamba nam.
Yeah.
Tatogwa.
Uhamba nam tatogwa. Yes. Okay, which is really cool. And, you know, I'm distracted here by some of the comments on social media. And, Utinyiko F says, please go live on Insta. We want to see your guest.
Oh my God.
I told you. It wasn't a problem. You know what? Yeah, maybe you must go to harem and maybe you can bump into her. Yeah.
Funny enough, guys, I've never been there before. I don't even know where it is.
But it's famous.
It's famous.
Yeah, and people are just talking about it and Abu Tabu.
I've heard. I've never been there.
You don't do clubs?
No, I actually don't.
Yeah.
I would not mind going to a club, but I'm not a very big club person. So I actually don't know the Joburg club scene because I really don't go to clubs in Joburg.
So you're more of the reserved type of person.
I love private, intimate spaces.
Yeah.
So in the comfort of my own.
All right, Masven. Okay. So we won't bump into you, with my harem. You don't even, but you said which you don't even know. Relationships are hard, eh?
They are.
They're really hard. And I think there's a lot of expectations that just come with relationships, and people kind of, you know, have these unsaid expectations. Mm. Right? And we find ourselves under pressure, especially as men. You know, because we don't communicate, which is one of the things that you said, which we don't communicate, and we end up just you know, just going with the flow. But then when situations like this zivela, then now we having people fight outside the club, or Guti, you know, we must go home now. But and that's the thing, if I'm hanging out with the boys and you hang out with the girls, that's fine. You hanging out there, I'm hanging out here, and we spoke with okay, grand, I know, right? The question is, when you want to leave at 2 and I want to leave at 4, does this mean that we have to go home together?
No.
Hmm?
Absolutely not.
So you will go home, so Tibane Cameron?
Vele, mang pumengi ni mpumengi wan.
Yeah. Yeah, mpumengi wan.
So ngambengi ya mimoto.
Yeah.
So if I want to leave earlier than when you want to leave, I'll by all means get into the car and leave, so Tibane pambili.
Huh?
Yes.
So the thing is, you're going to be waiting for me?
Yeah.
But you're going to be counting down with, I left at this time.
No. That requires a level of maturity as well. And yeah. This is what we need in relationships. We're adults, bazalwane, or at least I'd like to hope,
yeah.
Believe that we're adults.
Yeah.
Don't count down.
Don't count down.
Let your spouse be
but
free and comfortable with you. Don't be a police, man or woman,
yeah.
In your relationship.
Yeah.
You're going to make it very difficult.
But sometimes it's hard not to be.
It is.
You know, but cheating can happen in literally 30 minutes.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But that's, it's a choice as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you make a particular choice to go down that road.
Yeah.
The person on the receiving end of what you've done,
yeah.
i.e. your partner, it's up to you to decide what your next move is. Because when he was doing that, so now think for yourself and think about what you want and make a decision based on that.
Yeah.
So now vice versa, cheating can happen in a,
on your way, on your way back to Ubiyomlinda,
even a WhatsApp message, guys.
Yeah,
a south.
Yeah,
you know, can lead you down that road. You know, I'm Christian.
Yeah,
and there's a Bible verse that says, "What happens in your thoughts?
Yeah,
you've already manifested it.
Yeah,
it's already happening. So even ucabanga,
ngokuchita,
you've already done it. You've played it in your mind. You might as well.
Here's an interesting question with that. I mean, what you are saying, it goes to that space where people say, look, but do not touch.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. Touch, but do not taste. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and they say taste, but do not swallow. What they're literally saying is that if you haven't swallowed something, then you haven't eaten it, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it also goes with, you know, what your belief system is.
Yeah.
I always say this to my friends and I'll say it to my partner and everything. There will always be an Ayanda 2.0 version.
Yeah.
It's prettier.
Yeah.
It's probably younger. You know, it's just spicy. In a sauce.
Yeah.
Similarly.
In a sauce. Yeah, I like how you say that. In a sauce.
Similarly, there will always be a Lavi 2.0 version.
Yeah.
That is looking better than the original.
The 80-20 rule.
But the truth of the matter is, you know, when you're with someone, you choose to be with that person.
Yeah.
And staying in a relationship is a choice as well. Falling in love might not be a choice, but staying in love.
Yeah.
Is definitely a choice.
Hey, so, choose a for him. We know. I'm telling you. You know, so I've heard women say, okay, I'm with him because he does everything. You know, he's what I'm looking for in a man, you know, and naturally women want a provider. Mm. Not to say that she can't provide for herself, but you know, it's part of natural instinct. I want a protector, I want a provider. Mara man, ish, that person unali that thing, unali fun, unali e, unali that spark, unali that.
You know, I think harahola.
Yeah.
We all have ideas of the type of people we want to be with.
Yeah.
And get married to.
Yeah.
Are being honest, guys. Yeah. I don't know what muto broke. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I think the more I've
Getting
a cooler.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you realize that they're just not important.
They're not worth it.
They're not. I don't know if worth it is the word,
yeah.
But they're not as imperative as we make them out to be. Because the truth of the matter is this:
like Lama six pack.
Even Lama six pack.
Yeah, you like
guys.
Six pack is overrated.
Bonang guys, six pack is nice. But
I'm happy come cover guys. I'm happy come cover. I'm serious. I've been asked. I'm sure you. As an actress yourself, I've been told, no, you know what? We're doing this role and you're going to have to take off your top. And I was like, listen, I'll take my top off because I'm comfortable. Come out, but don't expect a maps map on Yana here, right?
It's actually quite funny that you say that because I had a scene on Generations the Legacy where Ubabaga Rurisang, which is played by Mosange Mamazu, had to take off his shirt.
Yeah.
It was a bit of an educational on the kangaroo method for premature babies.
Okay.
So he had to take off his shirt. Uh-huh. What a wow.
Wow.
Because social media was like, hey, more much.
Yeah.
And he's got six pack.
Yeah.
In.
He was a banda.
Hey, banda.
Oh, banda. Yeah.
But the reality is, trust me, that stuff does not sustain relationships.
Yeah.
How you look does not sustain your relationship.
About respect.
Even the amount of money you have does not sustain a relationship. Yes, I've heard a lot of people say, hey, it's better to cry in a Lamborghini. But trust me, when you are lonely in that Lamborghini and you cry, you're going to want to trade that Lamborghini for uthando olwangempela.
The Lamborghini,
sorry, baby. But at the end of the day,
I'm
going to bet any Lamborghini.
She said it.
Is that going to
Bachele, bachele. Ustawa bokiwa bachele. Bachele, you won't.
So honestly,
I was going to Lamborghini. We're like, bachele.
But all these things are nice to have.
Yeah.
You know, they're amazing. And when we work, we aspire to acquire amazing things. Because no one works to be mediocre or to live a mediocre life. Yeah. You want to build your life. Now, we're going to die. I'm working for this right.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, they will not keep you warm at night. They will not give you one. They'll make you happy.
Yeah.
But it's not that long-lasting happiness. You know, the value of life, the best thing about life in itself is the people.
The people.
That are in your life.
That's it. We hang out with Ayanda Bandla. And she says the best value in life is not what you have. Ogumshaba. Yosela lapha.
Hey!
Yes.
Oksantizweni.
Hey! Hey, Yosela. He charmed a lot of ladies with that. And I have to tell you, we hang out with Ayanda. And, we're talking. We're having fun in the studio. We are having so much fun. And we are halfway through our show. And the big question today is that if you bump into your spouse at Lapini, are you guys obligated to hang out together? Let's hear what Upeni Mac has to say.
No, I ain't talking about no punk ass scared. I'm talking about respectfully scared. When no motherfucker tell you not this time, goddamn it, they mean not this motherfucker time. I ain't talking about you, bro. I'm talking about your woman, your wife. Remember, my wife told me New Year's Eve, I said, you know, I'm getting ready to step out for a few minutes. She said, you ain't going no motherfucker. What? Right away, I got the defense. Now, what the fuck you mean I ain't going nowhere? She said, did you hear what I tell you? I told you I ain't going nowhere. Step off if you want to. Now I'm nervous. But I don't know what the fuck I'm nervous about. That fucked me up. I said, what the fuck? I'm a man. What the fuck I'm scared about? She turned her back and kept on cooking. Now I gotta get strong. I said, look here, I'm gonna step out for a minute. She said, well, if you're going for a minute, ain't no need you going nowhere. I said, give me the goddamn key to snatch it. I said, give me the motherfucking keys. She didn't say nothing. She said, walk out at your own risk, man. Now I can't have that. I can't have that. First thing I said, who you talking to? Who you talking to like that? Who you talking to? She said, I'm talking to your black ass. I'm talking to you. I said, I'm going out. I'll be right back. Now here come the pump. You hear me? I'll be right back. Now here come the sissy. You need something?
Oh, Bernie.
Yeah. Yes, kona mayama tota. You know, when we're in the streets, we like playing all big. Yeah. Mini media misong am.
Ganti.
Yay. Yay.
Magakona. Yeah. Ura hauli tabu. Adio, baby. Ngelinte upo. Utufunu puzan.
Puzan,
eh?
Yeah. But, But I tell you, there's one person once said, Uguchi, every woman needs to understand what kind of dog they have. Some women get into relationships and they get into it for the fun of it, but they can't handle that dog. You know, they can't handle that dog. Because there's a guy, I'm going to wikinta. Ikinta alfuni u ayanda o softy, ozoti. Baby, when that alfuna. Like this woman that Benny Mac is talking about. Ozo mala, but we have.
Awina.
Yeah. Ufunan uchwal nabla. Ufunan ugula naula. Ufunu music nai. O moon ye pesgo moon.
Nai
phone. Yeah, bamba. Nai phone, yeah.
Put on my headphones.
Yeah, put on my headphones, bamba. Naila. And that's why women need to understand what kind of dog that they have, right?
You know, there is nothing that is more fulfilling than having an understanding partner.
Yeah.
The one partner that knows who you are.
Yeah.
You know? Look, I believe that you'll never fully know 100% umuntu.
Yeah.
You won't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are so many facets about ourselves.
Yeah.
Things that we might not even know or realize about ourselves.
Yeah.
So I can never really say that you can know a person 100%.
Yeah.
But to have someone that gets you, that understands you, is so, it's fulfilling. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because then you know exactly what makes this person tick, what upsets them, and you won't go out of your way to
make upset
them,
this person.
Feel uncomfortable or to upset them.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, that those are one of the key ingredients to having great relationships.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
is to have someone that really gets you
and
can be vulnerable with you because they know that you get
and
them
so
and they
going
trust
out
you.
By myself with my friends is you understanding me, right?
And it's
if
me
we
trusting
and if we bump into each other and it happens that we bump into and I'm with that friend that you don't trust,
I still need to trust you.
I like that.
Because I chose you, not your friend.
Yeah.
And I trust you to be a man and mature about the situation so that should anything happen with the friend Omazi, you can confidently say no because I respect my woman and I love my woman.
Yeah.
This is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
So and I have to trust you because I choose you. And I need to take you for your word.
Yeah.
And because you know that about me, now whatever decisions that you make, you have to keep that in mind. Let me not kill my woman's trust.
Yazin, Amanda, mamelala. Eh, when I understand. Yazi khona ezinye izinto ziyenzeka. Zimane zizenzakalela. And from looking from ngaphandle, some pictures just don't look right, right? And you know this with newspapers. Sometimes you can hug a person,
and as
you let go, right, and the picture gets snapped right there,
and you're looking at each other and you're smiling.
We understand that, right?
Especially with the industry land.
Exactly. Yeah. So my thing is that if I'm hanging out there and you say you trust me, I'm your man, you let me be with my boy that you don't trust, but then. I mean, he's his own man, right? And he's also there to have fun. So what happens if, you know, then there's girls that come and join us and maybe by 2C2 or by 3C3, do you still chill by your corner or do you come there and just piss all around him and mark your territory? Because I know women can do that, right?
You know what? Here's my take on the situation. Yeah. If that happens, your man.
Yeah.
Should be able to communicate without even having to say much.
Yeah.
That I am off limits. I don't need to be the one.
With his what? With his body language?
Whether it's body language, whether it's. Because sometimes people don't get body language. They don't read between the lines.
Yeah, we're going to that.
So if even a lady were to try and make a move, I would have to watch you. Ugutu or respond aranjan.
Yeah.
If it means you have to
I'll be honest with you, mina ngikwala ne.
Yo.
I always think to myself, you know, I get so uncomfortable sometimes when we're just hanging out and let's say maybe, you know, someone comes and they want to take a picture, but you can tell Uti maybe they've had a bit too much to drink and you know they I freeze. I freeze because I mean if my wife is around, I just freeze somehow, you know? And it's even worse if it's people that I know now and they're coming to join. I would freeze. I would.
You know what?
The hug would be like, I hug yom zetisi. Like, I'd be like, hello.
Let's separate. Handshake from the distance. You know what? Look, and especially if it's people that you know and know you, they will know, Gucci, you've got a wife. even if I've probably never seen your wife before. Net ngikubona uhamba nosisi or gqoke iring, I should automatically be able to assume ukuthi this is your wife. So I need to behave. But even when I'm not seeing your wife, even when she's not around, I know that you are married, so I need to behave. If let's just say asishadile. Right? We're just dating. It goes back to what I'm saying. Uguti, as Mina, if I run into you out here, we're not married at a club and there's ladies and everything, I'm not going to be the girl that's going to throw the toys out the cart and be like, mangboni chera. I need to watch you and how you respond.
Yeah.
Whether it's your body language or you having to actually
But sometimes you can read it wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, totally.
Even if you read it wrong.
I had a little bit of Red Bull and my blood is pumping and I'm sweating and... You know?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Even if you have to verbalize it, you have to be the one that stands up and say, listen, I think, I don't know, you're gorgeous or whatever, but I'm taken. In fact, my woman is sitting over there.
Yeah. And keep pointing at you. My woman is over there. Hello.
Yeah, but even blow a kiss.
Yeah, blow a kiss. Yeah.
If usisters still wants to disrespect that, uzawundaz.
Us! Pinda buti!
Uzawundazi.
Mnandungu. Ayanda. Bani.
And lalganja.
Banda.
Because you're disrespecting me, man. So hlangana.
Yeah. Uzawazi ukuthi wena ubani. Because as your man has done enough to show, which, listen, this is taken.
Exactly. But and now you're just openly disrespecting me.
I like that. And you know what I've realized that. A lot of people always wait for their partners to mark territories around them, but they never actually just mark territories around themselves.
Similarly, my man should be able to trust me.
Yeah.
Should I go out, whether sitibeno kanya sitibenang, he should be able to trust me. And that if anything happens, I mean, I'm sure we have ukuthi yo icherea minke izoshelwa. It's up to me to be like, I don't play like that.
Hey, you know, here's another thing. But we'll talk about it. Wait, I want us to get back to this thing. You know, let's listen to Ivo Isno Jagatum, you know, no Hector here what they had to say.
Hi Kahiso.
It's Hector.
It's Jimmy. So I'm for and against. So
Yeah, me too.
So I'm fine with him coming through at a club with his friends. Hi. Chill with his friends, I chill with mine. I'm there.
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah. We must all sit together. You know, you need to mark your territory.
Yeah.
And if it's just there with the boys, it's all good. It's all good. The minute I see a skirt, well, in my case...
He's in Kenya and you find him.
Like,
he wasn't clean before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I should come and chill, baby. How you doing? How's everybody okay?
Uh-huh, call him baby. Honey boo.
You like the whole signal thing? Hey.
Mark your territory strong.
So yeah, we're for and against to an extent. But in most cases, if it's with the guys, it's fine. It's hi, and then when we leave together.
Yeah.
Definitely leaving together.
Definitely. Mm. Bye.
Yeah. Look, I can get that. I can understand that. Because like we're saying, they don't listen.
Yeah.
December.
Yeah. You know, this is what I wanted to say. I heard a very interesting thing, and you must tell me, Uguti, you know, but some women, how they mark their territory is they wear heels. Ne? And they always keep like ama slippers.
Emotwen.
And they always ask you, the man, to always go ama slippers wam to change the shoe. And that's the sign Uguti he's taken.
Or have you noticed?
Yeah.
If they don't go to the car and fetch the flat shoes.
Yeah.
Maba setlapin. The guy will be the one holding the heels.
Territory. So there is a smart way of doing this thing.
But you know what? Like I'm saying, to a certain extent, for me, to a great extent, all of that should not be necessary.
Yeah.
Because
you trust your man.
You trust your man. He trusts you. And you guys are together in this. Yeah. And I need to foot nicks.
But here's an interesting question. Because, you know, a lot of men have gone through this. And women as well.
Mm.
You know, konabanya bantu banoklaima. and your person is there, you let them hang out, and you know, let's say you really trust your person and you let the drinks come and you let the other guys hang there, it's fine, you know, your territory, you don't even have to mark it or anything, and you say, I trust this person, and you leave at 2 o'clock and they follow at 4 o'clock, you know. But there are people about to claim, where they'll take a picture with your wife. That guy and I will take pictures with your wife and her friends, or I'm a selfie, or you know, that girl will take a selfie with you and the boys, and then you see it on social media actually hanging out with Boo. Do you turn back? Do you still trust your man?
You know, one or two things will happen.
Don't forget, you're human.
One or two things will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, as in my car, ngunesakile.
Mina nginemvuko.
Yeah. So one or two things will happen.
Yeah.
It's either I go home ngilinde ubuye.
Yeah.
Bese ngilinda ngisakile.
But you can't trust.
Oh.
You can't trust. Ungakhohle.
Ngiyahamba ngiyaxabhini.
Nesakile.
Ngesakile. No, you know what? You are right. Kunabantu abaklaimayo.
Yeah.
And mina I'm for being in a relationship where as soon as ubona ukuthi there's a person, because it doesn't start on that day.
Yeah.
Umuntu ukuthi aklaime.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who will do things consistently for a while to make you feel like, I'm drawing this person closer. Yeah. So the selfie is not going to catch you by surprise.
Yeah.
Because this person has been at this thing for a while.
Yeah.
You know, the minute amuntu athatha a selfie out of the blue as a claimer, your man will know. Because all of a sudden,
But
you know, when you're in a relationship, there are relationships where you talk with your partner and be like, hey, as guna lona.
Or 9 DM.
And as a couple, you should be able to be like, laugh it off or whatever the case is.
Or deal with it.
You sit down, nibonuguti, nilung saganjani, so that should you come across a selfie, eti hey boo, it's not a thing because
I've managed, you know, I've managed to do that, and it really kind of worked for me. You know, especially in our industry, we expect it to be the guys. So for me, I don't even wait. I see something and I'm like, hey, you know, there's this person I do like. And I'll pick it up, you know. Even into a like, hey, we like.
For the sake of my relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Mina now we can talk all day. We could talk all day, and I actually want I wanna ask you a few questions now and just have a conversation about Uayanda.
For sure.
What's up this December?
Oh guys, I keep saying the plan is to not have a plan, so the plan should be made. I'm not rolling really with solid plans. Yes, there should be some time with family, because unfortunately for my family, but fortunately for me and for my career, I'll be out of the country and away in the Netherlands doing a theater production next year. So I want to use this time to spend it with my family.
Hashtag
#NamunyakoMusha. Just look at God.
And it's great when things are happening. And you've got plans for next year. It's just a Netherlands thing.
Well, plans for next year, yes. I'll be away for 3 months from February. And I'll be back in May. And when I am back home, the plan is to continue building on my career. The acting is very new. It is a baby.
Like me, this radio thing.
And radio is amazing. That's my next move, actually. Radio and
come.
Film. I'd love to move on to radio.
Come co-host with me.
I would love that.
Okay.
Intent. Anybody else?
And the nominees are.
But yes. The plan when I am back is to continue growing the career. And I'm so grateful for everyone that has helped me through. You probably don't even know, but you are the kind of people that helped me through it. You know, the industry will be so tough, this guy will be like, "No, because I like keep pushing."
Yeah, just chill, just roll with it.
And
I
have an amazing team at Legends, Lisa Mudisane and everybody there.
Yes.
They always have my back.
Yeah.
So the plan is to just get back to with the team and keep moving and keep growing.
Well, we're shooting a movie soon, so we don't know. I want to ask this last question.
Sure.
Actor or presenter?
Pick one. I really can't, and I say this because I never thought I'd ever be an actor. or actress.
Yeah.
It took a friend to say, you've got great talent. You probably don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Try this.
Yeah.
And I did it.
You've got these amazing reactions. Amazing. Have you seen your reactions?
Hey, that's what someone said.
Yeah, you've someone got these amazing reactions.
Said,
yeah.
Sorry, I had this one old Mutual Eyewise ad.
Yeah.
That was directed by, or it wasn't directed, but it was. It's by Joe Public.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that was handling the account, the ad, was Okolisa Jeshano, who's actually become a very good friend of mine. And he said, the beauty about what you do is that you've got such subtle reactions.
Yes.
And those are amazing to watch on a screen. Because sometimes you don't have to do so much, you just have to be subtle. So it's amazing.
Subtle,
I've been growing and I've been learning, and I'm even afraid to call myself an actress because I feel like I haven't even started.
Well, let me tell you, you are an actress and we can't wait to see more from you. We love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate your art.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best in the new year.
Thank you so much.
And and ladies and gentlemen, that's Ayanda Banda.
Thank you so much.
And you've been hanging out with me, Kagiso Modupi, aka Kagmo, on cliffcentral.com. You know, hang out with us next week. Yeah, 7th and 8th December, we're still working. And our topic for next week, you want to know what it is?
Yes, please.
How do you handle your partner's shine?
Wow, yeah.
How do you handle your partner's shine? And you guys can catch this show if you didn't get to listen to it. We've got our podcast and, you know, we're just hanging out. We're having fun. And Ayanda, social media, Sikubamba kuphi?
Social media, Facebook, Ayanda Mandy Bandla.
Yeah.
And Twitter and Instagram, Ayanda, I think it's underscore Bandla, but it's Ayanda Bandla.
Yeah, just search for Ayanda Bandla.
Yes.
Well, now I'm aka Kagmo. Well, you can catch me on my social media at Kagiso Modupi on all of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And the next show is about to come up, and we're saying
goodbye.
Have
Thank
fun.
You.
Have
I
a
love
nice
you,
festive
essay.
Season.
Be safe. Be safe, guys.
Yeah, and you know, if it's not Wednesday, it's Wednesday.
Hola mafuetu, this is Bantu Soul and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.